Rixby.log, 2nd of March, 2010. My email address is heyrick1973@yahoo.co.uk. They died in their sleep. The death toll on a quiet coastal town is 29. Most of them drowned in their sleep. The houses, all fairly new build, were in an idyllic location. Idyllic, that is, until a hurricane brought with it a storm surge that breached an aging dike, washed inland, and filled the properties in a matter of seconds. Some reports say a wave several meters tall passed through the town of Aiguillon-sur-Mer. On my website there's a photo showing what is left. The big question now, why are people building on land susceptible to flooding? And not just soggy feet, but serious, deep flooding. There are questions, given how much water there is and how long it's been there, if some of the properties won't need to be destroyed and rebuilt, hopefully somewhere else. Politicians will discuss the issue. Committees will be set up to investigate and arrive at some sort of conclusion after painstaking examination of all available evidence, thus meaning stating the obvious won't happen for weeks or months. And, in the end, nothing much will happen.